You're listening to Archer Radio.
Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging service. Please enter your passcode. There are no messages in your mailbox. Main menu. Thank you for calling.
That sucks.
Fuck.
Me, leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, hey, hey, I want your love, don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else.
Hello and welcome to Archer Radio. Today is Tuesday, June 14th, 2005. It's Flag Day. So, I hope everybody's having a great day. Today's probably going to be a short podcast because I don't have that much to talk about. Now, we're listening to a little bit of Nina Simone because I'm trying a new setup here. I've got the iPod going through the mixer and trying to hear the music at the same time. So, we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, you can hear the piano playing in the background with Nina Simone. I guess I'm in like a Nina Simone kind of mood today. Today I had the day off, so I got a lot of things done. I ran errands, and I did laundry, and I cleaned my house. And I actually, something I don't do but like once or twice a year, is I change the shower curtain in my shower. So now I have a nice plasticky smelling shower curtain in a nice clean shower. Actually, there isn't much I want to talk about today. I did want to talk about how I, when I'm doing my podcast, I forget about things that people have emailed me about or have left comments about or things like that. And I always think that, I'll remember to talk about those on the podcast, and then I totally forget to talk about them. I know I mention people's emails and stuff, or I talk about one thing or another, and then I totally forget to talk about them. And I don't know if I should worry about that, or if I should just, you know, try to make a new original podcast each time and just forget about the previous stuff. But I think the only thing that's really continuing is the Dating with David segment that I've been doing, And actually, I talked to David on the phone yesterday, and he does have an update about Dating with David, and there have been some developments, but he's supposed to call and leave a voicemail explaining those things, so hopefully he will do that sometime, and I will include it in an upcoming podcast. Now, that is one thing that I do continue doing is the Dating with David, but there are other things that I keep forgetting to, talk about or, continue with. Like, Carl wrote me an email, and he wrote the email talking about the whole gay bars being shut down because of the new stadium, and he wrote about a whole bunch of different things, and I just didn't take the time to respond to him appropriately, and I keep thinking that I will, but I don't, and then it's like, why am I not doing that? So, I don't know what's wrong with me. Let's listen to a little bit more Nina Simone. Oh, it's actually coming to an end. I wonder what song's coming up next, because I loaded up a whole bunch of these Nina Simone songs on the iPod into a playlist. And okay, let's see what this one's called. I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl.
I want a little sugar in my bowl.
You go, Nina.
want a little sweetness down in my soul.
Ooh.
I could stand some loving, but oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little sting.
I am loving me some Nina Simone. Does anybody else like Nina Simone like I do? Well, I know the boyfriend does. She is just amazing. Hopefully that's not too loud in the background. Let's see, what was I going to talk? I was in the middle of a conversation. I've totally forgotten what I was talking about. I think I was talking about forgetting to talk about stuff in the podcast that I had talked about previously. Oh, yeah, I was talking about Carl's email, and that I didn't really respond to him appropriately, and I'm sorry, Carl, but, you know, I bring up these topics during a podcast, and I totally forget about them later. I guess that's my problem, so. Well, let's see. I don't know. I was listening to Wanda Wisdom today. Well, actually, I was listening to all my podcasts today. I listen to on a regular basis. And Wanda, excuse me, Wanda actually had two that I listened to today. The first one, she talked for like an hour about, you know, life and how lucky she is and how you should think about things. And then her second one was with, I know, it was with Puffy Blubbercunt. And they did this little, I guess you can call it a skit. They were acting kind of like what Homer and I did yesterday. Homer was acting like Michael Jackson. Of course, you didn't think that was really him, did you? I'm sure you didn't. It was just kind of funny. But on Wanda Wisdom's show, she was acting like her aunt, and Puffy Blubbercunt was acting like her aunt's friend. And they were just being, I thought it was very funny. They were really being funny. So if you don't listen to Wanda Wisdom, you probably should, because she is really funny. And then, of course, I listened to, what's his name, Mr. Poos at Poos Radio. And he's now going by Mr. Ferdinand Poos instead of Mr. Fucking Poos, which is interesting. But he can just go on and on and on about anything. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But I still sit there and listen to him the entire time. And, of course, I listen to Madge Weinstein. But then again, you know all this. I don't need to go on about this. But anyway, that was what I did say. Actually, I was listening to the podcast as I was doing all my shit around the house. And it's hard to hear the podcast when I'm vacuuming. So the boyfriend will be glad to know that the house is all clean. Vacuum. Of course, my house is always clean, but he's coming. I think he's coming over on Friday. Actually, I'm not sure what our plans are for this weekend. But I had a day off today, and it was nice to be able to you know, do some of the things that you never have time to do, like change a shower curtain. And I watered the plants. I did 3 loads of laundry. Oh, I changed the sheets. Nice and clean. And I went to the Price Club and got some few items. There must be about 6 million people who go to the Price Club. This is another one of those boring shows where I have nothing to talk about. Well, I could talk about the Michael Jackson failure of the L.A. prosecutors, whatever. I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. I know you hate that. Too bad. What song? What are we listening to now? Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood by Nina. I'm sure other artists have done this song much better, but this is probably the original. Just a soul's intention. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. I can't sing along with that. Oh, that's funny. Let's let Nina finish this out. I try so hard, so please don't let me be. And there she finishes the song. What's coming up next? I have no idea. I do know that my dryer just stopped, and I still have one more load of clothes to fold. Beep, beep, beep. It's time to fold the clothes. Actually, now we have Nina, Don't Smoke in Bed. I don't think I know this song. I never smoke in bed. I always smoke on my balcony. I don't know why I'm in like a Nina Simone kind of mood today. Just, you know, doing my thing and listening
to... I left a note.
Oh, this is a good song.
On his dresser. And my old wedding ring.
Sounds like Nina's breaking up with him.
With these few goodbye words.
Oh, Nina. This is a weird podcast today. I'm sorry, boys and girls.
How can I sing?
But I do like Nina Simone.
Goodbye, old sleepyhead.
Could have played this last week for Wanda Wisdom.
I'm packing you in.
We'll just let her play in the background. I don't want to go back to work tomorrow. It's hot as shit here. The humidity is like you could cut it with a knife when you go outside. It was awful. Also, after I ran my errands, I got a really good parking space in the parking lot. But then about 2 hours later, the lady from the front desk called up to my condo and she said, Archer. Well, she didn't say Archer. She said my real name, but she said, Archer, you need to move your car because they're working on the electrical for the lights in the parking lot, and your car's right in the way of their equipment. I was like, oh, fuck, I had such a good parking space. Why do I have to move it? But I did. I went down there and I moved my car. Bitches. I like getting a good parking space. I really like getting that close parking space that I can see off of my balcony and see if my car has been touched. I don't know about this podcast. I don't know if I'll post this or not. We'll see. I don't know. I think we should go back. I don't know. What's next on Nina? If I go, here we go. I don't know. How do you... Oh, I don't know how to do that. I won't fuck with it. Oh, you know what? Today's Flag Day. Happy Flag Day. I hope you are displaying your American flag, your red, white, and blue, and being proud of the flag. Because actually, today is in 1777. Now, I'm not looking at anything. I just happen to know this off the top of my head. That in 1777, this is when the United States adopted the Stars and Stripes as our flag. It also happens to be the 230th anniversary of the Army. I guess the Army forming? I don't know, but I saw on Good Morning America today that The weather guy on Good Morning America. Spencer? Is it Spencer Christian? I don't know. But he was at Fort Myer, Virginia, which is just, you know, 20 minutes away from me. To celebrate the 230th birthday of the Army. So it must have been when they first formed the United States Army. I don't know. I don't really give a shit. But, Well, I think I will just end this now because I'm getting tired of this. So, let's just end it. Well, the podcast, that is. Sorry, it's so boring. Check later. Maybe it'll be a podcast tomorrow. I don't know. But until next time, bye.
In bed.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.